Big D Entertainment, in association with Dipsy Doodle Productions, presents the Dave Holly Hour. Brought to you by the Sky Lounge and Tea, XL Chiropractic, Quality Nails, and Books and Brews Pizzeria. The Dave Holly Hour features Sioux Empire arts and entertainment conversations and has been recognized by the Sioux Falls Stage Awards with a special distinction for promoting the arts. A true lover of arts, entertainment, good food, and fun times, including an occasional Jack Daniels. Okay, so a few Jack Daniels. Here he is, Dave Holly.
Welcome, everybody. Such a pleasure to have you alongside for this next hour. Who knows, maybe even a few extra minutes beyond that. Most of the time, the Dave Holly Hour is a full hour plus. And I tell you what, regardless, we have great guests today. If you are listening for the first time, this show is about Sioux Empire arts and entertainment conversations. We talk to the creatives. We talk to the people that are singers, songwriters, musicians, actors, actresses. We talk to those that are comedians. We talk to those that are hypnotists, magicians, authors, poets. We have it, okay? And if you're wondering, well, what's this the Sioux Empire thing, Dave? Well, that would be what we refer to as the greater metro area of Sioux Falls, South Dakota, smack dab in the middle of the United States, at least in terms of the interstates, where 29 and 90 converge. Great little community. We want to keep it that way, so you people, well, if you come here, we'll let you, I suppose. Especially if you're in the arts and entertainment, right? Okay, this happens to be episode number 76. Now, I think 76, and I think 76 trombones in the hit parade, da-da-da, you know? And I can sing that, I can hum that, I can whistle that, but I don't dare play it because it is copyright protected. Now, something that we do have that involves trombones that is not copyright protected, it's royalty free, would be... It's officially called sad trombone. A lot of people call it the wah-wah-wah-wah sound effect. You know, the guy that wrote that wrote over 4,000 pieces of music. You remember that, though, from the original Let's Make a Deal with Monty Hall. And they did a promo on him one time. He says, yeah, over 4,000 pieces of music I wrote, and that's what I'm remembered for. Well, anyway, he's remembered in a fun way, if nothing else. Now, if you're also listening for the first time, there's a couple of things that we do to get started. First of all, we refer to Thursday as Weekend Eve. Time to grab your favorite beverage, lift it high, and toast it to being Thursday, a.k.a. Weekend Eve.
Hey, the weekend isn't around the corner, it's here!
So long, hump day and your frumpy way. We say hello to Thursdays with opening nights. The weekend is near and we can see the bright lights. Yes, Thursday, you're so hearty, we can't wait for Friday, so a day early, we start the party. All right, the toast this week goes out to my friend, Jerry Cook. He's been on the show before. He is the owner of Rayfell's Art and Framing. He also has a company that's involved with audiovisual. He did me a huge favor this past week. It was something I need. I needed something upgraded in my sounds and so forth in my studio. And I'm not going to say exactly what Jerry did, but as the young kids, you know, the hipsters, all these modern people would say, Jerry did me a solid. Man, thank you so much, brother. That was excellent. I'm truly loving it here in the studio. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And so let's all give Jerry a toast. And if you happen to be having toast because it's the early morning, then your toast might be milk, might be coffee, might be water, might be OJ. If you're putting this show together on a Wednesday night like I do, hang on just a second. Let me take a sip. Oh, that would be Jack Daniel's Diet Coke and a lime better known as Jasper Newton. But cheers to you, Jerry. Thank you so much. In the meantime, we also do one other thing on a weekly basis, that we happen to have a little shout-out we call...
Honorable mention.
Something that has made Dave smile, maybe even have some tears of joy or something along that line, over the past week. And this time, the honorable mention goes out to everybody involved at Old Town Dinner Theater in Worthing. You know, a few weeks back, they were in the midst of their production of Exit Laughing. They had to cancel one weekend, not because of COVID. They had to because of an injury to one of the cast members. So they rearranged it to this past weekend. Miss Carries and I went down there Sunday. Originally, we had been hoping to get one of the Sundays to do their dessert matinees, which are always really awesome anyway. Couldn't. I mean, they were selling that well. So then, when they did this rearrangement, maybe there might be somebody that can't make it or something. So I contacted John Bowe at Old Town. Said, hey, John, if you got a place for two people on the Sunday show, that would be excellent. Now that you had to rearrange your schedule, he says, I'll fit you in. So he took care of that. And it was one of the funniest plays I have ever seen. Relatively new playwright. The cast was awesome. First of all, the food is always awesome there. But the production was amazing. Absolutely great. And the cast played it to the hilt, the way a show like that should be done. It truly was this time slapping my knee silly with laughter. So congrats, Old Town Dinner Theater. Keep doing all the great work you do. You are the winner of this week's coveted honorable mention. All right, let's keep that applause going as we have some great guests coming up in just a bit. Later on in the show, we happen to have Marin Engel and Wade Gaymar. They are from Midtown Coffee Radio Hour podcast and Goodnight Theater Collective. I've been fortunate enough to recently be able to call them colleagues because we work together on that Midtown Coffee radio thing. And then they are marvelous vocalists that you can hear not only on Midtown Coffee Radio Hour podcast, but you can also catch them in the upcoming production of Fantastics next month, which, you know, now is not all that far off, right? And so they will be part of that Goodnight Theater cast on that. But coming up next, just by chance, ran into Matt Hastad from 6 feet over as I was getting set to interview the two previous people I mentioned. And I was in need of another guest, so Matt filled in. Matt Hastad from 6 feet over, great covers that they play. And Matt's a great musician as well as a wonderful singer. He is up next on the Dave Holly Hour.
Sure, they have darts, and you've heard me talk about how ruggedly handsome the trivia host is, but all caps fun never stops at the Sky Lounge and Tea. And fun is best had with your friends enjoying live entertainment, as in live and local. Yeah, the Sky Lounge believes in giving you the best bands, solo artists, and comedians from the area. The Neo Johnsons, Elizabeth Hunstead, Skylar Volks, as well as many others. And a great staff will make sure you enjoy your fun at the Sky Lounge in T, South Dakota.
With a passion for arts and entertainment, here again, Dave Holly.
You know what? You go down to a local brewery, and who do you find but another brewer? He also happens to be an incredibly talented musician and singer, and he's been on the program before, but usually along with the musical partners. But this time, he just happened to be here at Woodgrain. I needed an extra guest, and here's Matt Hastad.
It works perfectly for me.
It's just fine and fine. The whole works on that. Love having you on anyway, and it has been a while. So tonight you're out to just kind of roaming around, and because you are one of the owners at Remedy, and this is a way for you to get inspiration, I believe you were saying, at the bar.
Absolutely. Yeah. Every once in a while I like to just kind of take a walk around downtown by myself, stop into some different places and just see what's going on, what are people doing, what are they liking. And it kind of gives me a little inspiration for what we're trying to do at Remedy, whether it come from, you know, where is a hole in the market when it comes to beer that maybe we can fill, or even from events or people that we can support, things like that. So it's just a good time to kind of get around downtown and just see where we can help kind of build the community more.
Oh, that's great. In the meantime, people are so amazed at the collaboration and cooperative efforts of the brewing industry in Sioux Falls.
Absolutely.
You all go to each other's stuff. One of you wins an award. Everybody else is congratulating you and so forth.
Absolutely.
And not only that, but as a musician, you play here often.
Sure
at
do.
Wood Grain.
They're nice enough to let me croak into the microphone every once in a while.
So. I wouldn't call it croaking at that. It's always fun to run into you. And most of the time, though, it's been to see you play mm-hmm. as a part of 6 Feet Over. I'm assuming that Michael Sorensen character still does that with you.
He sure does, yeah.
Okay. And is Austin still hitting the skins?
Can't get rid of him as much as I
okay,
try.
Okay, yeah. Well, I may have an extra job for him, actually.
Oh, there you go.
Another podcast that I'm on.
Oh, sure.
We're losing our regular drummer.
Oh, no.
And so we need a new regular drummer. So pass that along to him.
I definitely will.
Tell him to get in touch with me, see if we can't work something out.
Definitely will.
So how has 6 Feet Over been doing?
Good. Actually, we're just kind of starting to get into busy season again.
Right.
So we're starting to see gigs pick up again. Just this last weekend, we had two, which was really nice for us to do. And as patios open up and as weather warms up and people are getting outside more, we'll see more and more and more. And it's kind of one of those where already we're looking at our schedule and going, wow, we're busier
Excellent.
Than we've been in a long time. So
yeah,
it's really nice.
About a month ago, I had Brady Reed on. Ooh. And he already had like 10 gigs mm-hmm. lined up. And I thought, wow, you know, that's the best I'd heard so far. And then Chris Sandvig was on just a few weeks back. And he already had 14. Mm-hmm. And he said that he really hadn't even put any word out about that.
Right.
That was just, you know, repeat customers. Do you get that a lot then? That, you know, obviously Wood Grain, we know you play here a lot. But elsewhere, is that kind of the same vibe?
Very much so. The repeat customers are obviously your best business. And they're the people that... you know, they always kind of say that 80-20 rule, put 80% of your effort towards the, you know, people that kind of give you the most mm-hmm. return. And then that 20% kind of push it towards new business, growing business, that kind of stuff. And so for us, that 80% has come back in big ways this year. I think people are excited to book music again, get people together and just... be a community again. You know, it's tough sitting at home and trying to interact online. You just miss that in person.
You know, I'm glad that so many people did it, that we had something to help us get through, and that now the live events are coming back.
Exactly.
I don't know if you know Mike Henriksen at all. You owning a bar, I'm surprised you don't, but then again, he's more of a whiskey drinker than a beer drinker.
Oh, sure.
Mike is a good friend, and his favorite saying is, live music is good for the soul.
Absolutely.
Well, he's been one of those that's been wearing the mask, you know, pretty well religiously throughout this.
Good.
Ran into him just a couple weeks back, and he was coming to pick up some food at a place that we were eating, and he had his mask on yet, and he says, I'm getting so close, I'm getting more comfortable. And he says, as soon as it's off, I am going to every live event possible. I don't care if they're good. I just want to go.
Good. And that's what it all comes down to, is just supporting what we can, because I think people miss it. You know, you miss what you had. And it's very much like health. You don't realize how good you have it till you don't have it anymore.
Yeah. And we mentioned the fact that, you know, the brewers are all cooperative with
Absolutely.
Each other. But that's the other great thing about our entire arts and entertainment mm-hmm. community. It is so cooperative and collaborative.
Well, one of the best things about our arts community, too, is we have many people that we talk to that are, you know, either solo acts or bands or groups or whatnot, that will be like, hey, where have you had a good experience? And what's really fun about that is, you know, just even a few years ago, it was... anywhere I can get a gig, I need to get a gig, you know? And so you were pushing and you were just really just stretching yourself, and didn't matter what it paid. You were just throwing yourself out there because you wanted to get your music out. And now it's kind of, you're finding this nice mesh of not only do you need the, you know, venues to treat you well, but you need the musicians that are playing these venues to be quality as well. So everybody's helping support each other.
Right.
And push each other to be better, but holding each other accountable at the same time. So it's this really nice community that's building up.
Plus, you know, obviously if a venue that you're playing at says, hey, you know, we've got some other dates to fill in, you want to play, and you say, well, we're already booked, and they ask you for somebody, You don't want to give them Joe Schmo.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Because you want to be held by your word, you know?
Because if you do that, you might not be coming back.
Exactly. Yeah. Quality begets quality, so you need it.
Do you have any new places coming up, though, that you were surprised to get on the schedule?
Oh, gosh. Yes, we actually do. We're actually getting a better name regionally than we thought we were going to. So we've actually got a stint in Deadwood this summer.
Awesome.
Which will be fun. So 6 Feet Over is going out there for about a week for a trike rally. And it's going to be just a blast for us. We're really, really excited for that. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Need any roadies?
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. Did you hear that, hon? They might need roadies for that. Okay. We have that on our list right now. If you know, we've got to get out to the hills again sometime. Been way too long. So always look forward to doing that. But always look forward to seeing you guys play. And did you take some of that time, work on some new things? Or is it still pretty much you go to a bar and set up shop and you guys play covers? You play them well? And is that pretty much what it is, that everybody still is liking the same stuff, or we've got some new requests?
We've definitely worked on some new stuff. Okay. So we've got some new requests that came in, and you'll see it at each of our shows too. We don't really go out going, what's new, what's hot, what's the thing we want to play? We go to a bar and say, we want your request, want your request, want your request. And if a request comes in and either A, we play it really well, and we go, all right, add that to the repertoire. We're doing that next time too. Or B, we get it requested at 2-3 shows in a row. We're like, okay, this is something people are excited about. We just need to learn it, whether it's good or bad that we did it the first time. Let's just give it a shot, make sure that we get this down, because obviously it's a hot song that people are wanting to hear. So that's kind of our ethos with it is, what do we want to play? But also, what do people want to hear? Because at the end of the day, it's about the gig and it's about who's there. Mm-hmm. For example, we were at Calico Skies on Sunday, yesterday, and it was a very country crowd compared to what normally is at Calico. So we were kind of playing, and in our first set, we kind of realized anything oldies or country got great applause. And then when we try to pull in something new, crickets. So our next two sets, we kind of tried to focus more on those and just keep people involved and keep people excited to hear what we're trying to do.
When you figured that part out, that it was the older country that was working, did you feel like the good old Blues Brothers Boys Band?
A little bit. Honestly, one of the best things we did was Boot Scootin' Boogie. I mean, that got people shaking and rocking. No.
So you gotta have Rawhide in there just for those occasions.
You're
right.
You're right. Well, and it's fun too, because Austin, you know, he's very young and has very different musical tastes than Mike or I.
I can imagine.
And so he had no idea what we were playing half the time. But man, can that kid pull a country beat out of left field? You know, he does a great job. So,
well, that's, you know, one of the things that, you know, Michael brought to the table a couple of times, talking about the first gig he did with somebody, ended up getting there late, knew that he was going to be late. And, you know, says, you know, well, what's the first song? Don't know. What key's it in? Don't know.
Yep.
And, you know, you improvise.
Yep.
Yeah. And so that's become a big part of it. Did you think that you'd be able to do that so well when you first got into music?
No. You know, when I first got into music, it was very classically vocally trained. So that's kind of where I was focused. So it was a little bit of fun stuff here and there. And show choir was where I really got my first taste of like, hey, we're going to do the Beach Boys, you know? And that to me was like, oh, this is new, fun stuff I know, as opposed to, you know, an old Italian sonata. So it was very fun for me to kind of get into that. And as I progressed in my music career, it was like, yeah, I can do the technical stuff. Yeah, I can have fun with that. And there's a beauty to that as well. But for me, where I draw energy in my performance is from people enjoying themselves and people being able to kick back, relax. You know, they've worked a tough week. They're done with it. They want to just unwind. And I get to be a part of that. And that to me is so special and so energizing. And that's what I love to do. So it wasn't really something I planned to do from day one. It's just you fall into it and you start to kind of do it and it just feels right. And so I pursued it.
You know, and one of the things is the improvisation, when that happens, it is so great to hear. And what I'm marveled by is that a band, an entire group, you know, can do that at the same time realize, okay, he's taking off on this. What can I add to it? Mm-hmm. And it just keeps melding and so forth. And it's just such a marvelous thing to hear.
What's crazy, too, is when you play with someone long enough, it just becomes such second nature.
Yeah.
Because you start to know their, you know, the way they typically do things. And so you know, oh, he's going to do something here, but I'm going to surprise him and just toss a little bit of this underneath. And you do it and they just look at you like, yes, you know, and you just, you nailed have that it. Moment. And it's almost more for you than it is the audience. But I think the audience gets into it too. They yeah. they feed off that. They see that elatement that you have up on stage. And it just brings everybody to a new level.
No, it's so fun to watch. And like I said, you know, you guys are great to watch. And what other groups in town, though, when you guys aren't playing, who do you like to go watch and hear?
One of my favorite is Good Road.
Okay.
Love to go see Good Road just because every single musician that's in that band could literally lead their own group, whether it's their drummer, their bass player, their guitar player, Alan himself. They're all just incredibly talented musicians. Some of them to the point where, well, I think most of them actually teach music on the side as well. So they're just so much fun and they're so tight, which you just, a lot of bands, you know, they might be very, very fun to watch, but they're maybe a little looser and, you know, kind of have some stuff. So they're one of my favorite bands to go to, Guilty Pleasures Orchestra.
Oh,
anytime I can see them play, they're again, another, I almost call them a super group. They're made up of some fantastic musicians, some of them in the South Dakota Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Yeah. So I really like that. And then I try at least, you know, once in a while to see somebody that I've never seen mm-hmm. or somebody that I've never even heard of that might be playing in town at you know, kind of one of the up and coming places. And that to me is so rewarding and refreshing because when you go to the same stuff over and over, you hear the same things and you kind of get into that rut. So to find somebody that's doing something completely new or completely different is always fantastic. And one local artist, Denim.
Oh, yeah.
Anytime that he gets a chance to play, I like to see because he's got such a diverse range of what he does as well. It's just, you know, he does anything from hip-hop R&B all the way to country, all the way to blues. You know, I mean, he's just all over the spectrum, and he just does it with such a passion, and it's just so much fun to see.
What about big names that come to town and play at the Denny or at the District and so forth? Are you so busy usually taking in the local talent that you don't go to those shows? Or are there some that you just love that gotta go get it?
Shockingly, I go to very few of them, actually.
I do, too.
It's one of those where, you know, we've got such an amazing local scene. And for so many of those big guys, I can log into YouTube and I can kind of see that. You know what I mean? And when you go to a concert and you're sitting up in the nosebleeds and you can't really see what's going on, you're watching it on a screen anyway. Why not just watch it on a screen from home, you know, and not pay the overpriced beer fee and everything that you're there for?
Or a Jack Daniels fee. Wow. You want how much?
Yep.
Ironically, speaking of prices at concerts and so forth, I paid $13 for one beer at a Dave Matthews concert opened by, not Snoop Dogg. Oh. At that time, he was calling himself Snoop Lion.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, and then I got kicked out of the concert.
That is a story I need to hear. I don't know if you can tell it on air.
Well, the me getting kicked out part, there was nothing egregious about that.
Okay.
It's the... Well, okay, we'll just tell it. We have time.
I like it.
So a friend and I were doing a combo magic and hypnosis show out in Sydney, Nebraska.
Okay.
And we stayed at his cousin's, so it was a nice deal. And he had seen that the date that we were going to be out there, which was a Friday night, mid to late August, that the next night Dave Matthews was going to be in Denver at Commerce City, actually.
Sure.
In an outdoor stadium where I think the Colorado Rapids or something, major league soccer team plays. And my full-time job is with Citibank. And so we were able to get tickets early and get the really swanky thing so that, you know, we were going to have all access, the whole works.
Nice.
Yeah. So we go out there And we get in to the lot as soon as the gates open.
Sure.
And so we're there like at noon. Concert's starting at 6:30 or 7. And the gates then actually into the stadium were opening at 4.
Okay.
We're about 10th in line. But, you know, while the gates opened at 4, we were there probably about 3:30, standing in line for half an hour.
Sure.
And all the time, you just keep hearing this announcement, if you exit the stadium, you will not be let back in.
Oh, sure.
You know, not even a, you know, make sure you have your voucher, anything along that line.
Right.
And so we, they open the gates, we go in, they see our tags and so forth. And, oh, yeah, you guys can go basically wherever you want and so forth. So we walk around for a little bit, and then I just sit down and get that $13 beer.
Yeah.
And then Zach is walking around everywhere. And we had taken his mother's vehicle to this, and he had the keys. Well, Snoop starts playing. He's about three or four songs in. All of a sudden, this usher guy walks over and says, let me see your lanyard. Yeah, okay. Come with me. What's this about?
Right.
They had gathered about 12 or 13 others along with me and escorted us out of the stadium.
Really?
Right. Okay. The story gets even more fun then because, again, he had the keys.
Right.
And so I can't call him and say, hey, you know, I'm out here because then he would have to leave and he'd miss the concert too.
Right.
You know, thankfully, I could hear most of it.
Right.
But here's the situation. When you have no place to sit other than on the asphalt.
Yeah.
Okay. And it takes about 45 minutes to get comfortable enough to think of laying down and napping.
Sure.
And about that time you do and just start to fall asleep, somebody comes along and assumes you're hammered or high.
Oh, no.
Sir, are you okay?
Sure.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Right.
I only had one $13 beer.
Right. Oh, no.
So I think Dave Matthews owes me something special.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. See if you can get a private backyard concert or something,
yeah,
you know?
Because my backyard is so huge. So for 6 feet over, where are you guys playing either this weekend or upcoming here soon?
Gosh, I have to pull up my calendar. I get so busy sometimes that I forget and I let Michael do so much of our actual booking and everything. All right. So it looks like. Let me see. We are going to be at Papa Woody's on Friday the 7th, actually.
Excellent.
So that'll be our next one for that first Friday, which will be a blast.
Oh, yeah. First Fridays are always good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then after that, it actually starts to pick up pretty quick. Sunday the 16th, we're at Round Lake.
At that winery?
Mm-hmm.
I DJ'd a wedding dance over there. What a great place.
It's amazing. The 22nd, we're going to be doing the NAMI Walk, which is the National Association for Mental Health.
Right.
And then we're also going to be at Century Farms in Spencer, Iowa, which will be really fun on the 22nd as well. So kind of a morning and then an evening show. So it'll be a crazy weekend, and we'll see if young Austin can keep up with the old guys.
So. Well, in the meantime, I have something you can go to this Saturday night.
Sure.
Yeah. I will be opening. Jamie Tharney is going to be featured.
Oh, sure.
And Zach Dresch is headlining.
Yes.
We're going to do a comedy night in Canton at the Black Angus.
Really?
Yes. $10
at the
door.
Love the Black Angus.
Yeah. So, come out, eat first, have a few drinks. We'll be downstairs in that big hall that few people knew about.
Yep.
So we'll see you there on that. In the meantime, what's going on at Remedy?
Oh, gosh. We're actually going to be opening up Minnesota here in June. So a whole new market. So lots of traveling, lots of sales, face-to-face stuff, samplings, things like that. So I'm very excited about that. We opened up Omaha and Lincoln back in March, and that has been better than we could have expected.
Yeah.
So we're just very excited to see people coming back out and getting excited. The big thing is actually this Saturday, which is the 24th. So it'll be kind of a crazy thing where we pulled some water out of the Big Sioux River. We ran it through in a complete reverse osmosis system. So
like a thousand times.
Just once. So I mean, I should say a few times, but we ran it through the reverse osmosis system, and you should see the filters of what we ran it through. To mention, you know, it purifies it. It essentially boils it, is what reverse osmosis does. But we got very pure water, but we had to pull 300 gallons to get 120 gallons of usable water. And then we brewed a beer with that. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to be releasing that beer on Saturday.
And what's the name of it?
It's going to be called Big Sioux Brew.
Okay.
And we're releasing it because we want to raise awareness about water quality and what that does for beer.
Yeah.
You know, because one of the big things everybody's worried about in the future is potable water sources for brewing. And it has real world economic impacts on us, where if I have to pay more and more for water, you have to pay more and more for beer.
Yeah.
And nobody wants to pay more for beer. Like you said, $13. Exactly. That's getting up there, you know? You don't want that to be an everyday pint.
There's only one local brewer that charges close to that. I've kind of sworn that place.
Fair enough.
Matt Hasted, thank you for jumping in last minute. I mean, just happened to see you. And it's like, you know, I still need one more guest if you want to be on. So
this is wonderful. Thank you.
I'm glad it worked out for us. Appreciate it, my friend.
Well, I hope everything's going wonderfully for you.
So. That it is. I appreciate that. And I've got some cool stories to tell you about that, too. Perfect. All right. And we'll be back with more of the Dave Holly Hour in just a moment.
Ladies, when it's time to give your nails some love, get that extra special treatment from Quality Nails on South Minnesota Avenue in Sioux Falls. Manicures and pedicures that look great and make you feel fantastic. Zaya and Tony provide professional care for your hands and feet, whether you just want the basics or an extra special look with added flair. Oh, and guys, it's okay to treat yourself too. Quality Nails. Call for an appointment. 605-334-1463.
More arts and entertainment talk on the Dave Holly Hour.
Welcome back to the Dave Holly Hour, everybody. A Thursday has come along once again. That means it's Weekend Eve. We love Weekend Eve because we talk to the creatives. We are here with Wade Gaymar and Maren Engel this time. They are from a whole bunch of stuff. First of all, they're going to be in the Goodnight Theater production coming up soon of The Fantastics.
Yep.
I happen to, now get the pleasure of calling them colleagues because we work on another podcast together, that being the Midtown Coffee Radio Hour, and we will talk about that as well. But first of all, welcome. Great to have both of you.
Yeah, thanks. It's been a long time coming, Dave.
Yes, it has.
Asked me a couple times when I've stood you up.
I did, and she stood me up, and I'm like, geez, I'm back in eighth grade.
See, this is what...
Not.
This is what, you know, is a major difference between Maren and I, because she's, you know...
She's really reliable.
She's been asked... No. Asked multiple times, always is the one that's like, nope, I'm busy. Meanwhile, I'm just like over there in the corner waiting
to
be asked. And here we are. So the first opportunity.
Finally, it happened. Wade Gaymar, ladies and gentlemen. Well, you know, it's not going to be the first time. The interesting thing about when I started this show a year and a half ago, I immediately wrote down like somewhere between 50 and 100 names.
Oh, nice.
Out of those, I've maybe hit 30.
Wow.
Because other stuff has come up. I've gotten introduced to different people
and so forth.
And it's like, oh, God, I have these people on. I really want to have this. When could we get it? You know, and sometimes it takes a while before that happens. But regardless, I'm glad we finally get the opportunity. Because I had asked you, and I was sitting there waiting for the time that I was going to ask Wade, because we'll even probably talk at the end of this a little bit about the Chicago Cubs.
Oh, please, no. Dear God. Make it
stop. And so I knew that you would both be on, but then when we started working together with Midtown Coffee Radio Hour, it's like, just going to have them on together.
Yeah.
Because not only do you do a lot of singing together, you've emceed some stuff before together.
Yeah.
And you did a fine job at a big dance production last year that I got to be involved in as part of the audience and take a look at. And you guys just do such great stuff. And I think what's wonderful is, you know, I had seen Maren first in Goodnight, and it's like, wow, what an incredible voice.
For real.
And then started going to the First Congregational Church, and oh, she's in the choir. So she's got a voice like an angel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It is true.
And then I started seeing you in some of the Goodnight stuff, and it was like, boy, this guy's just fun. And I still remember one of the shows that I was at. I think it was the bit where you did the MC together.
Yeah.
And you had, from your job at Augie, like 14 students that showed up just to watch you.
He's a staple of this community. People love him. He's
I don't know about the community. Well, maybe the Augustana community.
Yeah,
but.
Sure.
Now, both Augie grads?
Correct. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
One of us graduated, but long before the other.
We won't, yeah. Yeah. Marin always.
Is it the one with less hair?
that would biologically check out. Yes. Yeah.
But you also came from farther away.
I did. Yeah.
Oklahoma.
Yes. I grew up in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
Which was really a great experience. I loved it. I had a great high school experience and really went to this public high school that's kind of known for its arts programs. And loved it. And then, but my parents are from around here. So when I was looking for a good college, I wanted a good kind of choral experience. That's kind of where I thought I was kind of taking my music interest. And Augie just stuck out to me. So I moved up here and I've been here since.
Well, we're glad you did.
If you're ever curious to know any musical bands, you know, that are from Oklahoma,
I think they're.
And who is that?
That'd be the Hanson Brothers. I don't know if you're familiar, but
that's their full name, the Hanson Brothers.
Yeah.
any other people, like some country stars?
Well, the Flaming Lips, if you're into the Flaming Lips, is a really amazing band that's from Oklahoma City. There are some good. They've got some good folks.
You're not going to drop the Garth name?
Oh, well, we don't have to go into that story. This would be like a full podcast, but his daughters went to my high school, and I've interacted with Garth a number of times. It's a plug. It's a shameless plug. But
well, we allow those here.
Yeah, well, great.
All right, so first let's talk Goodnight Theater.
Yes.
You both are going to be in The Fantastics, which is, God, I have to say it, it's fantastic. I've been waiting to use that for a while. And so tell us what parts you have and how much togetherness you have in that show then.
This is a pretty cool, I love this because, we've done so many things in the community together. And I mean, outside of the arts, we're really good friends. So we just spend a lot of time together. And we don't actually, I don't think we actually appear on stage without the other.
Yeah.
We are truly a duo. So we're the old actors, essentially.
Yeah.
So we're there to kind of stir things up and put on this like play within the play. And so it's been a lot of fun rehearsing so far.
Yeah. Since I've been with the Goodnight Theater Collective, I don't think I've done anything but like very heavily singing roles. And Wade and I, like, this is purely kind of like silly acting, very physical, kind of goofy. It's gonna be interesting. So but Wade's a good person to kind of do that with. So
I think that's like what I was excited about, because we are so like we do so many things together and we're close friends, so you know, when the entire thing is to just be ridiculous and silly, it's like it's easy to do that with her because we've that's basically how we are in real life. So
yeah.
So are we saying typecast?
maybe a little bit. Yes. Yes. Absolutely.
Maybe a little.
Okay. So Marin, you went to a heavily arts school.
I did.
And then you came up here to go to Augie and music interests and so forth. But when did you just really start to feel like you were part of the Sioux Falls art scene with Goodnight and so forth?
Yeah, honestly, I've been so lucky. I was, like many people post-graduation, was really unsure of what I wanted to do. I thought for sure I would move, I don't know, to New York or to try to do something in a kind of a bigger sense with music, and very quickly realized that a community like Sioux Falls has so much access to the arts, and that in the kind of transitional time between college and whatever I was going to do next, I was doing consistent creative work. And I kept saying, like, why would I take myself away from the opportunity to be busy doing the arts all the time in a variety of different ways? And so I feel very lucky, I think, within my Augustana community of friends, that so many creatives have started projects here that believe in building the arts in a place like Sioux Falls. And I have not had a moment where I've had to, like, look under stones to find opportunities to create. And that is a testament to people like Luke and Bob and the Goodnight Theater, and people like Nick and Tina and you who are doing the podcast space. And it's just, it's a great place to be a creative.
That's for sure. And it's grown so much over the past decade. I grew up not far from here down in Rock Rapids. And, you know, the big thing was coming up here to go on a date, you know, as soon as you got the driver's license. And at that time, Sioux Falls was somewhere between 60 and 80,000. And now we're getting ready pretty soon to hit 200,000. But it seemed like during that growth, there wasn't much difference from 40 years ago in terms of the arts and entertainment. Then we get the pavilion, and then people started to experience, get a little bit more culture. So many other places started popping up, and then, you know, we get the sculpture walk, and pretty soon there's all these little small venues that are allowing people to play music or even have a play in, and it's like, wow, we've got something going here. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden the pandemic hit, and that is the correct pronunciation. but everybody somehow found a way. But I think what I just get the biggest thump in the chest heart-wise is seeing it's such a collaborative effort. It is not competition of, we've got this group over here, and you keep your group over there. I mean, everybody's in everybody's groups. And it's just so fun to see that. And so I am thankful that you saw that and were able to say, this is a place to be. Wade, what about yourself? How did you get all started in this?
My story is quite different because I was a member of the Augustana Choir. So I had always sung, but that was with 71 other people. So, and of course it was a Lutheran college choir. So we didn't show any emotion whatsoever. I think I remember one time we had a song where we clapped and I was very uncomfortable. Yeah. I think there was some swaying involved,
but drink coffee afterwards,
right? Exactly. Yeah. Yep. And some great hot dishes. So I did that, and then I kind of, after graduating, when you're not a member of a, at least at that time, when you're not a member of a church or something like that, like there aren't really opportunities to just get together with people and sing. Obviously the past decade, as you mentioned, that has changed a lot, but So I was kind of just, a bathroom singer at my house by myself in my car. And then it all changed, actually. It was a fundraising event for Breathe Bravely, an amazing local nonprofit. And it was a karaoke fundraiser. So, like, people could challenge everybody to sing a song. And I had a few drinks, and I was evidently just crushing the stage. And then that's when Bob and Luke asked me, hey, have you ever thought about musical theater? And I said, no, never. And then, and again, since I had a few drinks, they were like, well, we're gonna do this original musical, you should audition. And since I was feeling good, I was like, absolutely, send me the details, I'll audition. And then a couple weeks later they reached out, and I was like, oh yeah, I do remember agreeing to do that. So that's actually kind of how I auditioned and got the part in David and Lucy. I think that was season two of Goodnight.
Saw it.
And that was amazing, and it hasn't stopped since. And it's just opened up so many opportunities and gotten me, closer to Maren and closer to Luke and Bob and so many, and it's the reason why I'm here with you right now. Like, it's just been such an amazing that moment was kind of how it all started. So it's kind of crazy. I kind of stumbled into it, but it's been really, really cool to tap into that side of my creative side.
I think one of the funnest comments I've heard when we've all been together working on Midtown was Maren was singing something and she was saying some technical things, and you said, "That's the great thing about me. I have no musical."
Yeah.
Education.
Which is not true.
No.
He likes to talk himself down, but he's
right.
got an amazing ear.
It's pretty easy to tell you got some chops.
I have a good ear. That's what's carried me this far. So.
All right. First good night, or not first. Let's not go there. Let's go with favorite thing you've done in good night.
Mm. Oh, man. I don't know. That's really hard.
Yeah.
You know, this might be a cop-out answer, but I was really lucky to have been asked to do their first project, which was a cabaret. So for those of you that don't know a lot about Goodnight, we kind of started this, this company was started kind of as a cabaret focused show. So all of the shows we did for a long time were these cabaret style performances at Icon Lounge, former Icon Lounge. And we had kind of no idea if anyone would be interested or if anyone would come, but you know, the company hadn't seen anything like this going on in town and thought it was kind of a cool niche to get into. And you know, it's not as committal as like doing a full length play, right. and a little bit more casual. People get drinks, kind of enjoy. And, you know, they kind of asked me, sat me down and said, you know, we want to try this and we think it'd be great. And we had so much fun. We rehearsed like in a friend's basement for a couple months and expected a handful of people to come. And the turnout was amazing. And people were really unexpectedly excited about what we were doing. And we loved hearing that they hadn't seen anything like this or done anything like this. And it was kind of the start of something really special. And it's cool to be a part of projects where you leave and think, okay, that was something special. And that's what Goodnight was that first time around. So I would say that's probably my
favorite. Yeah, we were at that first show.
Oh, were you?
Yeah, the very first one. And then I remember talking to Bob. I think I had him on my second show when I started this. And we were talking about that, you know, as to what to expect.
Yeah.
He says, yeah, we were kind of hoping maybe 25, 50 people and so forth. And then all of a
sudden, sold out our show.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden, adding shows as well, you know, because it used to be just a couple of shows.
Well,
and then
sure.
Added a third night, and it's just become such a great thing.
Well, and the cabaret space is so, it's such a great place to start because there's so many ways you can take it. You
right.
can do so many different themes. There's so much music you can kind of tackle. There's a lot of different directions you can go. And so it was like a really good place to kind of open the door for that.
Wade, how about for you? What was the big part, most fun you've had in Goodnight up to this point?
I think the one that really, you know, obviously the first show, Dave and Lucy, just because it was kind of the start of everything. But the one that sticks out is Luke's original musical from last season, Alvin Fletcher's surprise 34th birthday party, which was just insane and ridiculous and, you know, crazy and so much fun. It was a really, you know, small cast and we just got to be so close. And then I think it was, I mean, just a handful of days later is when everything shut down. So
right.
it kind of like, you know, just riding that amazing high and getting so close to such a small group of people and then, you know, having everything going away so quickly. And then it's, you know, I think that's why it that kind of comes to mind, because we had so much fun and it was such a ridiculous show.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, like, yeah, it was all kind of taken away. And so that's, you know, like remembering those times is I think what makes that so special, is because it was, you know, hopefully we can get back to the, you know, that like that packed house kind
everybody's ready.
Yes, we are too.
Yeah. If I'm not mistaken, wasn't Mr. Energy in that show too?
Mr. Energy, as in Simon Floss.
Yes, he's in this too, in the Fantastics.
He is in that, yeah, and he's so perfect for that part. Yeah, it'll be a real treat.
We'll look forward to seeing all of that. But in the meantime, boy, has it been fun ever since December.
Yes,
and being involved with you as well with the Midtown Coffee Radio Hour that Tina and Nick Jackson came up with. And, you know, it was kind of funny because it wasn't much before we recorded that first show that they contacted me and said, you know, here's what we're thinking. Mm-hmm. Would you want to be involved? And I jumped.
Right.
I said, yes.
Oh, that's awesome.
I might have even had, you know, some other words along with that. It was basically, I can't wait. Mm. And I think it's growing beyond, you know, what we expected even.
Right.
You know, kind of along the lines of what Bob and Luke had said about, you know, we were kind of hoping 25, 50 people and, you know, the hundreds of people that we had that listened to our first show. And it just keeps going on. And we have, you know, themes. And I guess what I really liked about the one that came out this past weekend, The Dregs, was I felt, and you guys can, you know, throw in your own two cents if I'm wrong, but and you can anyway if I'm right. But I thought we really finally just started to meld in everything,
right.
You know, banter back and forth during things. We're picking up on each other's timings and things along that line.
For sure.
Yeah,
but that's so much of it is like, you know, how, because you're used to, you know, what you do and we're used to, like, you know, being on the, like, okay, we sing now part, you know, side of things. But then it's like, yeah, just having those skits and having the banter, there's always some growth that comes with that. But I feel like we're learning more about each other and it's going to start to get even better.
Yeah. And I almost was going to introduce you as Sheila and Marv tonight.
We're both expecting.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. For those that didn't quite catch you will, if you listen to Midtown Coffee Radio Hour, there is a skit that all three of us are involved in which they play earthworms, and it's about the plight of the earthworm, and it's quite humorous. It was a blast doing that one. That's for sure.
My favorite so far.
Yeah,
for sure.
What do you hope we do with it, though? I mean, beyond this, you know, obviously we're going to start doing some live shows for the summer, and you know, in terms of that, you know, where do we go from here?
Yeah, I think the live component is definitely on the horizon. And I think to what you were saying too, Dave, about this kind of happening at the perfect time, you know, of course we would have loved to have a live audience right away, but it's taken us some episodes to like build that camaraderie and that natural build. And I agree with you, this last show just locked in and felt, I feel like we're kind of on the same track and it just feels natural now. And so I'm really excited for the live component because I think it's going to feel authentic and it's going to feel like we've been doing this for a long time because we have. And that's what I want people to see. I want people to see how much fun we have together when we make this show, whether we're messing up or we're, you know, ribbing each other about something or
like seven takes.
Yeah. Cracking up about something. I mean, I think that there's with the podcast space, I think that's like, you know, that's different than what I've ever done. I've always been involved in productions where it's like you memorize your lines and everything is perfect and there's no space for like, you know, you don't want space for making mistakes. And this is different. This is all about kind of the authenticity of making art in a place like South Dakota and like the relationships that we have. And I'm excited for people to see that.
Well, and I think that, you know, the more, I don't want to say the more you mess up, but if there's a few little mistakes and so forth, the more human it is for them at a live performance to catch that and so forth. All right. Well, we're kind of running out of time, but I always like two final questions. And Mar, I'll start with you. Okay. So when you're not being part of the entertainment scene, being a creative and in the arts, what do you like to take in?
Like, what are my hobbies?
No, we'll get to that. That's the second question.
What do I like to?
What do you like entertainment-wise around town?
I am missing so much. Like, all I can think about is being, like, crammed in a tiny space with, like, a bunch of people at a live concert. Like, I just want to go to, like, Total Drag and, like, have a beer and, like, be crammed in with people listening to live music. Like I miss that.
Right.
Buying tickets to see a band that I love. And, you know, it's been cool to live in Sioux Falls and see the different types of bands that are starting to like recognize Sioux Falls as a viable place to come perform. And so for me, it's seeing like a concert. That's what I miss.
Yeah.
All right. So beyond arts and entertainment, hobbies.
Well, I, like many pandemic experiences, cooking has been like a lifeline for me. I love it. I like to the point where I would like make it my career. I love cooking. Really? I love it so much. I love hosting people to my house for food when it's safe.
I can't wait.
Yes, you're invited. Yeah, I've loved having that creative side of myself too. Making recipes and baking.
What's your favorite dish that you learned how to make?
Oh man. Well, I made a layer cake a couple weeks ago, and I'm not a baker, so this was very new, and it was like the most proud I've ever been of anything I've made. So, I love food. I love to cook. That's my jam.
Excellent. All right. So Wade, aside from the entertainment you do, what do you like to be entertained by?
I am a big podcast guy. I do a lot of like political podcasts, unfortunately. I feel, yeah, like I always need to like, you know, balance
decompress
it. balance it with some positive, you know, but so I love podcasts. And I mean, same as Mar, I just like can't wait to go to concerts again. Yeah. And I remember, I don't remember what summer it was, but going to the district, and this summer like they just had so many things. I remember seeing Edward Sharpe at the Magnetic Zero is there. There are just like so many shows that were like back to back to back at that space, and and I'm just excited to like do that again. Live, there's nothing like live music. And then as for hobbies, I like love to read. I really love to read. I just finished Shantaram, which is a like 930 page book. Phenomenal, really, really good. Just started another one. I love to cook as well. I just bought a house like 6 months ago. So,
and not far from me.
Not far. We're neighbors. So it's been fun to kind of think about like outdoor projects and landscaping stuff. So that'll probably keep me busy in the coming months, I would imagine.
All right. Favorite author?
Oh, gosh. I'm not like necessarily, you know, like super tied to any number or any one author. I don't know. That's a really tough question. My favorite. I'll tell you my favorite genre.
Okay.
My favorite genre is like historically based fiction. So, I like the old like Khalid El-Hosseini books all the way, you know, now to, Shantaram was phenomenal. And Tommy Orange, what I'm reading right now is There by Tommy Orange, which is really funny. Phenomenal. I believe it's his first book. So, that's kind of my like favorite genre.
All right. Fantastic. We'll look forward to working with you even more throughout the coming year and well beyond that.
Yes.
All right. And look forward to having both on the show again sometime.
Yeah.
And
Thanks so much for having us.
I'll never turn you down again.
Oh, thanks. Now I'm out of eighth grade. Maren Engel, Wade Gaymar, thank you so much. Appreciate you, taking the time. And we'll be back to wrap up the Dave Holly Hour in just a moment.
Dr. Perry Langston and Dr. Corey Tooney know excellence is in you. That's why they provide you with excellent care at XO Chiropractic, improving your overall health in spirit, body, mind, and will. Get results the natural way. Arrange a consultation, 605-332-9235 or exochiros.com. Excellent care for excellent people. XO Chiropractic, located at 4309 South Racket Drive in Sioux Falls.
From the Dipsy Doodle Studios at the world headquarters of Big D Entertainment, a 40-square-foot home studio in the middle of America, it's Dave Holly.
Thanks again, everybody. Certainly appreciate all the things you're doing on social media with liking the Facebook page, the Instagram posts, the Twitter feeds, all of that, and the sharing that you do. Our numbers just keep going up. I'm so thankful every time that I load this podcast up on Wednesday night to get it ready for your release on Thursday morning. And I see those numbers, and while they're not huge numbers compared to huge national or worldwide podcasts by any means, I'm very, very happy with them. And therefore, I thank you. Also, thank you to our guests, Matt Hasted, Wade Gaymar, Maren Engel. Also, thank you to the fine folks at Wood Grain Brewery, at Frontier Bank, and at Agua Fresh. They have between the three of those on the first floor at 9th and Phillips. You will find this lovely little lobby area, and quite often that's where you'll find me talking to the creatives in the Sioux Empire. So thank you to them. Also, want to say that this coming weekend, just a few days away, I will be opening for a couple of comedians, local comedians. We're going to do a Canton comedy night at the Black Angus Bar and Grill, the Black Angus Steakhouse in Canton, 8 p.m. Tickets are only $10. For $10, you're going to get hundreds of laughs. Payable via cash at the door or also at the door. You can use a debit card or a credit card as we take Venmo and PayPal. Now, Jamie Tharney, as I mentioned, is part of that. And Jamie Tharney is going to be performing around town tonight. Then tomorrow night, the Ruggedly Handsome Trivia Host is at it once again in T, South Dakota, at the Sky Lounge, where we've added a new little twist to the general trivia. We're going to be doing what we like to call wild card trivia. And you'll actually get a chance to play a game of 21 blackjack against the dealer being that ruggedly handsome trivia host, that ruggedly handsome trivia host being me, the little bit of ego that I do have. All right. So thanks again. So it's a full weekend for me and the missus and our crew once again at the Dave Holly Hour. And we all thank you for listening and getting caught up on what's happening with all the people that are involved in Sioux Empire Arts and Entertainment and some great conversations. Thank you. You can also make sure that you follow, besides the social media stuff, make sure you go to the website. We have DaveHollyHour.com, specifically about this show. And then there's also DaveHolly.com, which tells you about some of the other entertainment that I do. One will get you to the other, so just you can remember either one. Whatever's going to work out best for you. And, you know, if you want to support the show and make a contribution, or you would like to buy some merchandise, you can do so from there. Feel free to do so. In fact, I would encourage it. All right, enough begging. I'm Dave Holly. Remember, for me, every day is a holiday.
The Dave Holly Hour has been brought to you by the Sky Lounge and Tea, XL Chiropractic, Quality Nails, and Books and Brews Pizzeria. If you would like to contribute to the continued success of this podcast, go to DaveHollyHour.com. At the bottom of the front page is the additional links section. Click on the orange button, Dave Holly on Linktree. You can order merchandise, become a Dave Holly Hour VIP, and make contributions to the show. The Dave Holly Hour is produced in the Dipsy Doodle Studios by Big D Entertainment.
Thanks for listening.